say a quick shameful plug and thank Gascoigne Lumber that I can fit into this jacket once more. They've been working me hard. That's awesome. So I've entitled this Monumental Yet Reasonable Faith. Hebrews 11:17. A portion of that verse says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac." Often when we read about the faith of Bible characters, we can easily be overwhelmed by their acts of faith, or worse, we can feel detached from them, as if they were another species or somehow on another level of existence altogether. While many acts of faith in the Bible are definitely monumental, others kind of make reasonable sense when examined in context. First of all, what's the problem with looking at biblical events out of context? Well, we can agree that good lessons can come from a brief look at any Bible passage, but often a bit of context shines a light on the subject and it also illuminates the characters involved. To illustrate, let me tell you about an old opinion I had of the Genesis account of Abraham. When I was younger, I used to have quite a confused image of God and Abraham because of this particular Bible story. I used to think that God, out of nowhere, gave Abraham the unreasonable task of sacrificing his son. And the fact that Abraham did just as God asked led me to believe that Abraham was either slightly crazy or didn't care too much for his son's life. Both of these conclusions were drawn because of a lack of context, and both conclusions badly marred, in my opinion, the characters involved. Reading the account out of context, it's possible to bypass the important history that preceded Abraham's trip up the mountain. Reading the account out of context, it's possible to view the event in a bubble, devoid of all the other experiences and communications that Abraham had with God. I also sometimes, somehow, had the impression that this guy Abraham stepped out in blind faith and went up the mountain to perform God's request. As I said before, this false view of the event not only gave me a low regard for the character of Abraham, but worse, a false characterization of Almighty God. Let's have a brief look at just a few verses from Genesis and see if Abraham's obedience was an act of blind faith or, in fact, a calm, calculated move based on the prior promises of God in his life. In Genesis 12, God called Abraham to leave his country. Verse 7 says, "And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land." Chapter 17, verse 6 says, "And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." Listen to this next one, a very specific promise of a child through Sarah. Verse 19 of chapter 17, "And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him." The promise of a covenant with a future son, Isaac, is again in verse 21, "But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year." God here specifically and carefully states that the future seed, the generations that would form that great nation, will come through his son Isaac. In chapter 21, verse 12, I'll just read a section of that. It says, "For in Isaac shall thy seed be called." Taking just this small sample of verses into consideration, we can conclude that Abraham had a pretty tight relationship with God. By reading the events before the request to offer up Isaac, we can see that Abraham's faith was not without substance. It was very real, very practical, and built on the fact that he had experienced the reality and trustworthiness of God's word on several occasions. You could say he had good reason to have confidence in the promises of God. Abraham knew that what God says he means. Abraham knew that what God promises he is very able to perform. And Abraham knew from experience that when he obeyed God's direction, what God said would happen. Therefore, as I mentioned at the beginning my view of Abraham blindly following God, or you could say taking a leap into the unknown, was inaccurate. If only I had read the context and read Hebrews, where the overview clears up any misconception that I had. If only I had read my Bible properly, the answers are all in there for the finding. Abraham's offering of Isaac, even though a monumental step of faith, was definitely bolstered by an accumulation of the many previous proofs in which God had showed himself reliable, dependable, and very trustworthy. Let's quickly read the account in Hebrews and see how it not only exemplifies Abraham for his faith, but even how it sheds light on what Abraham was thinking at the time. Hebrews chapter 11, 17 to 19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. You see, this was definitely not an act of blind faith. There was no shot in the dark. This was the reasonable action of a man who had seen countless promises of God fulfilled. This was the reasonable faith of a man who had talked back and forth with God on a regular basis. This was the reasonable faith of a man that knew for sure that if God had promised descendants through Isaac, then God would stick to that promise. The Bible doesn't say Abraham knew how it would happen, but the Bible does say that Abraham was convinced that God would somehow keep the previous promise of descendants through Isaac, despite the current request to offer him on the altar. Now, for us today, relating to the incredible life of Abraham may seem a little far-fetched or difficult to do, but on closer inspection, we can in some small ways relate. You see, Abraham had a list of experiences where God had intervened, where God had answered prayers, where God had protected him, despite some of his bad choices, or shall I say, where God had provided for him. And we too have a similar list. If we've been saved a while, then the list could be quite long. If saved a short while, then it's possible that the list is quite short too. Either way, it makes sense that the list should be growing over time, and that the confidence that builds alongside it should be growing too. How is your list tonight? Can you recall answered prayers? Can you recall God's protection or intervention? Can you recall God's providence? Can you maybe even recall a miracle? If you can recall these things, then how does your confidence in God and his word measure up to the list? Remember, if your list is longer than it was last year, then it stands to reason that your faith in God should have increased too. Can I suggest that it would be very appropriate to take the time to bring to remembrance the many fulfilled promises of God in the Bible? After all, they are actual historical events that were recorded and preserved so that we can benefit from them today. If we then take a little time to look at our own lists of answered prayers, of God's protection and provision, we might be surprised how long this list has gotten. We might just be encouraged and emboldened to make some kind of move. Let me ask you this. If you don't yet happen to know many of the promises that God fulfilled in the Bible, then the take-home today might simply be to grab your Bible and search them out. If you do have your faith bolstered by the promises of God in the Bible, plus you have another level of confidence in God from the answered prayers in your own life, are you ready to do something with it? Do you know the next step of faith that God wants you to take? Has he been working on you in a particular area? Maybe there's a subject that just keeps popping up. Maybe you have a question about a particular teaching that you would like to ask someone, but you've been putting it off. Or maybe you know exactly what God wants you to do, but you prayed for just one more poke from God to get you moving. Guess what? It is time. It's time for some of us to search out the promises of God in the Bible. It's time for some of us to ask God to remind us of what he has already done. It's time for some of us to ask God for more of him in our lives so that we can add to our list and grow in faith. It's time for some of us to make a move, whether small or large, knowing with confidence that God will never let you down. If we do this, we'll truly be able to say that we are standing on the promises of God. And if someone asks further about our faith, we can tell them about our very firm and yet reasonable faith.